Out to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. The GPSA marketing rule comment period is now officially closed. More on that in just a moment.
Whether you're raising row crops, small grain, forage, or livestock, the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th, 10th, and 11th is a don't-miss event. You'll find the latest products and services for your operation. Take in a gentle horse training clinic with Craig Cameron, sponsored by Sutherland's. Browse expanded hay, spray, and power equipment exhibits, plus the exciting livestock handling skills competition for scholarship dollars. Be sure to test drive and register to win a Hustler Sport mower. It's all free, so you be sure to go. You'll have a great time.
The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
Did you know the Beef Quality Assurance Program is made possible by your beef checkoff? Well, this is Baxter Black with a good word about our BQA program. It helps folks like you and me get more value out of our cattle, and it tells consumers we're working hard to deliver a safe and wholesome product that tastes great. Learn more about BQA at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Grain Inspection, Packers, and Stockyards Administration faced with wading through thousands of comments as the department now tries to work on a final livestock marketing rule. At the website regulations.gov, as of early this morning, the comment period ending at midnight this past night on the 22nd of November, it does appear that 44,442 comments coming in from the public, according to this particular website. The website stated that the GPSA rule was the highest-ranking proposed rule on its website in terms of public comments, and GPSA was the third-highest overall federal agency for comments posted as well, behind only EPA and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Lots of form letter-type comments, both for and against the rule. A couple of comments that we saw that were not form letter-type comments. One in favor of the rule came from Silverthorne, Colorado, and it doesn't indicate that it was a producer, but John Kirkpatrick of Silverthorne, Colorado, talks about the fact that these rules will go a long way toward guaranteeing fair contracts for livestock producers and poultry growers. And he says that for years, the meatpacking industry has used their market power to bully livestock producers and feeders to accept unfair and deceptive contracts. On the other side of the issue, you've got folks like Mark Gardner out of Ashland, Kansas, well-known Angus breeder, who wrote just a couple of paragraphs arguing against the rule. He says that this rule potentially is one of the most significant changes in our industry's recent history. This rule would ruin the work that has been done for the past two decades to give producers incentives to improve our beef products and be rewarded for our value-added products. These alternative marketing arrangements help the beef cattle producers that are willing to invest in the genetics, herd health, and documentation needed to add value to the business of beef. America was founded on free enterprise. It would be prudent to let capitalism work versus government intervention dictating how they believe it's best. This will cost the beef industry billions of dollars. This proposed rule change is wrong, un-American, and would be a devastating mistake to inflict upon our industry. Earlier this month, we did have the opportunity to ask Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack if there was a game plan on how they were going to approach handling all these comments. He indicated that, of course, a lot of these comments were form letter type comments, and they would kind of be lumped together. We got that impression. But other than that, no indication on exactly how they plan to deal with all the comments, perhaps answer all the questions that have been raised since June in regards to this GPSA proposed rule. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Sharpen your competitive edge by attending Ag Connect Expo, the can't-miss global agricultural event of the year coming to Atlanta, Georgia, January 8th through the 10th. Get up to speed on the latest innovations, talk one-on-one with technical experts and producers from around the world, and attend educational programs led by the industry's top presenters. For full details and registration information, visit agconnect.com. Ag Connect Expo, connecting the world of agriculture.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.